TD Summer Reading Club 2026, Pre-Reader's Notebook. Cover. Producer's note. The cover shows a colorful cartoon scene of a tropical jungle with a large waterfall in the center, flowing into a big pool of water. Many different characters are enjoying themselves in all parts of this tropical environment. On the left, standing on a grassy rock, a child with black spiky hair is wearing a blue and pink striped shirt, green shorts, and red sneakers. He has a prosthetic right leg and smiles while reading on the digital tablet he holds in his hands. On a mossy rock on the other side of the waterfall, a red record player plays music from a black vinyl record for everyone in the jungle. Next to the record player, an alligator wearing a red and orange striped sweater, white pants, and red shoes dances happily on one leg. On the pool of water, a motorboat carries a large yellow pelican wearing a yellow plaid shirt, red pants, and a small brown fedora. He is lying down in the boat with his arms behind his head and his legs crossed as if on a lounge chair. On a log floating in the pond are three colorful fish with what look like human legs and arms. The fish are all wearing pants or shorts and have different colored runners. They dance on the log as musical notes float in the air. In the clear blue water of the pond, a cheery girl with pink hair is wearing a diving suit with blue flippers and a diving mask. She floats on the surface among green lily pads, pink flowers, and small blue fish. Two happy mermaids are also floating in the pond. They have green skin, fins, and flippers, and red hair. One mermaid is floating in the water on their back, looking at a tablet. A giant purple octopus is using one of its arms to turn the page of a book it is holding with a different arm. The octopus is holding the book so that everyone in the jungle can see. Another mermaid, the pink-haired girl, and a tiny shrimp are all reading along. Text. Welcome to the 2026 TD Summer Reading Club. Hello, grown-ups. It's never too early to start reading with your little one. Play, talk, sing, write, and read with your child every day to build language skills and help them become a reader. Use activities in this notebook and online to help your child dive into reading this summer. Producer's note. There is a drawing here of a scene on the ocean floor. A bunch of corals grow on the ocean floor. There are a bunch of books sitting on the corals, neatly arranged like a bookshelf. Two children in wetsuits, a girl with long red hair, and the boy with spiky black hair and a prosthetic leg, float underwater, reading the many books from the coral reef shelves. Below the girl, three cute purple fish read from an e-reader tablet that rests in the sand of the ocean floor. A young green sea monster reclines on the ocean floor with their eyes closed. The smiling sea monster has pink headphones and listens to an audiobook on an MP3 player floating beside them. Two curious purple fish inspect the sea monster's pink MP3 player. A pink nautilus with a red shell and big gray eyes holds a braille book in its tentacles. It runs another tentacle over the braille dots to read what it says. There is a white bubble above the illustration that reads, "An accessible club for everyone." Text. The TD Summer Reading Club gratefully acknowledges that this information is adapted from the American Library Association's Every Child Ready to Read program. Registered trademark. Downloadable versions of this notebook are available in e-text, open dyslexic font, audio, and braille. Need more info? Ask library staff, scan the QR code, or check out tdsummerreadingclub.ca/about-the-club/accessibility. That's tdsummerreadingclub.ca/about-the-club/accessibility. Producer's note, there's a QR code on the page that takes you to that website. Text. The TD Summer Reading Club is a national bilingual program co-created and delivered by over 2,200 public libraries across Canada. Developed by the Toronto Public Library, in partnership with Library and Archives Canada, title sponsor TD. Artwork by Andrew Kolb. Dive into a world of fun online. Producer's note, there is encircled text that says, stick or write your web access code here, with a black dotted line for you to write or stick your web access code. Text. This notebook belongs to. Producer's note, there is a blank line for you to write your name. Text. My online username is. Producer's note, there is another blank line for you to write your online username. Tip. Choose a username that does not include any kind of real name. Need some ideas? Create a combination of some of the words below. Anemone, sandy, wavy, shimmer, jellyfish, squishy, eel, electric, axolotl, spike, crab, squid, surfer, dolphin, aqua, swirl, splash, dazzling, bloop, kelp, narwhal, star, sparkle, rainbow, iridescent, infinite, captain, coral. Hey, grown-ups, the club isn't just for kids. You can create an account for yourself, too. A linked parent account allows some access to your child's account, especially in the case of a lost password. Scan the QR code to learn more about parent/caregiver accounts. Producer's note, there is a QR code on the page that takes you to a web page to learn more about linking a parent/caregiver account at tdsummerreadingclub.ca/about-the-club/registration. That's tdsummerreadingclub.ca/about-the-club/registration. Text. Spot these images throughout the notebook. Producer's note. There are four encircled illustrations that feature different images to look for throughout the book. From left to right, the images are a duck wearing a shark head costume, a girl with blue and pink hair wearing a full-face diving mask, a green moray eel's head with sky blue eyes, a golden emblem of an axolotl wearing a crown. Text. Ways to raise a reader. Producer's note. There's a small drawing here of a mother and child sitting down. The mother has long brown curly hair and a ponytail, and the child has dark spiky hair. They are both smiling as the mom holds a large seashell up to her son's ear to let him hear. Text. Play. Pre-readers learn about the world through play, which helps in understanding stories. Play red light, green light next time you're with your child. Call out, green light, go, when facing away from them to tell them to move toward you. Then say, red light, stop, to stop them as you turn to face them. Alternate between the two commands until you offer your child a big hug. This is a fun way to practice listening and respecting personal space. Producer's note, there is a drawing here of a tic-tac-toe board made from sand, but instead of X's, there are pink starfish, and instead of O's, there are round gray sand dollars. Text. Sing. Singing together increases awareness of the sounds of words. Sea shanties were work songs often sung by sailors. Make your own shanty by singing or signing the steps of a routine. Be repetitive. This helps establish sounds and processes. Producer's note. A cute pink axolotl swims underwater while playing a saxophone. Text. Talk. Pre-readers learn about language by listening or watching you talk and joining in the conversation. You and your child are two creatures meeting in the ocean for the first time. How would you communicate? Use movements, facial expressions, or sounds to create some new words in your underwater language. Producer's note. A blue fish with legs wearing dark blue pants and red sneakers sits in a canoe at the surface of the water. Underneath the boat, floating underwater, there is a green mermaid with long red hair. Together, they play tin can telephone. The mermaid speaks into a tin can that is attached to a wire. The wire goes all the way up to the surface and attaches to another can that the blue fish holds to his ear to hear what she's saying. Text. Write. Writing helps pre-readers learn that letters and words stand for sounds and that printed text has meaning. Use an ice cube, alone or frozen onto a popsicle stick, or even a damp towel to write cold letters or simple shapes on each other's arms. Practice some chilly C's and tingly triangles. See how many letters or shapes your child can identify and create. Too cold or too much? Try this on paper together instead. Producer's note. A small drawing shows a clear bottle that has been plugged with a cork. Inside the bottle are two crayons, a marble, two small clams, and a rolled-up treasure map. Text. Read. Shared reading is the most effective way to help children become good readers. Let your child's name guide the way. Choose books that begin with each letter from your child's name. Challenge them to spot that specific letter as many times as they can throughout the text. Producer's note. An illustration shows a young girl sitting in a red wheelchair. She has dark braided hair with blue beads at the ends. With both hands, she holds open a brown paper scroll. Text. We recommend. You can access ebooks, audiobooks, and more book recommendations on tdsummerreadingclub.ca. That's tdsummerreadingclub.ca. Producer's note. Shown here are pictures of the covers of each of these four recommended books. Text. Sea Snooze by Sarah Beth Holden and Emma Peterson. It Bears Repeating by Tanya Taguk and C. Patuguk. Look, Look by Uma Krishnaswamy and Uma Krishnaswamy. The Last Last by Wendy J. Whittingham and Brianna McCarthy. Reading is for everybody. Reading can be done in so many ways, and they all help build lifelong literacy skills. Library staff can help you find books in accessible formats like audiobooks, ebooks, braille, and print braille picture books. For a selection of summer reads, visit celalibrary.ca. That's CELALIBRARY.ca. Producer's note. A pink nautilus with a red shell and big gray eyes is drawn here. It uses its tentacles to read a braille book. Text. Bingo! Can you cross them all off this summer? Producer's note. The title of the bingo board is written along the body of a green spotted moray eel. Below it, there is a colorful 3x4 square bingo board. Reading from the top row, the challenges written on the bingo squares are: read a book with a sea creature in it. Sing a favorite song together. Read a rhyming book together. Next row. Discover a new spot in your home to read a book together. Read to a favorite stuffed animal or toy. Laugh at a silly joke together. Next row. Listen to an audiobook or try a tactile book together. Write a message to a favorite book character. Find three items around your home that might use water. On the last row. Read a book with few or no words. Learn a fact about an animal that lives in or near water. Read a story together before bed. Text. Summer reading adventures. Use these pages in any way you like. Add a few stickers, record books you've read, or draw and color your favorite characters. Producer's note. Next to the title of this page, there's a square space for you to stick a TDSRC logo sticker. Most of the rest of this page is blank space that you can fill in with anything you want. At the very bottom corner of the page is another square for you to stick a TDSRC logo sticker. Beside that, there is a black and white outline of an axolotl playing a saxophone that you can color in. Text. Who is your favorite person to read with? Draw a picture of you reading together. Producer's note: there is a big blank space on this page that you can use for whatever you like. In the bottom right corner of the page, there is a black and white outline of an image for you to color. It is an excited sprinkled donut holding its two arms up and two legs out. It's wearing heart sunglasses on its head, has water wings on its arms, and flippers on its feet. This happy little donut also holds a popsicle in its right hand. Text. Can you match each shell to its shadow? Producer's note: there are five black and white images of shells. The black and white shells from left to right are a spiral shell, a conch shell, a scallop shell, a starfish, a clam shell. Below these images are five shadows of the black and white shells. The order of the shadows is mixed up for you to match the shadows to the shells. The first shadow has 5 points. The next shadow looks like a baker's hat. The third shadow looks like a solid letter E. The fourth shadow looks like a semicircle with bumps on it. The last shadow looks like a snail. Text. What story made you laugh out loud? What book would you read over and over? Share your favorites. Producer's note: there's blank space on this page where you can put your answers or fill in any way you like. Text. Creature from the Deep. Producer's note: there's an illustration of a red and gold treasure chest filled with costumes. The costumes are spilling out all over the floor. Lying next to the costume chest are a snorkel, swimming goggles, a colorful beach ball, a tall cowboy hat, a pair of blue flippers, and a red and black cloak. At the end of the trail of costumes, a yellow duckling wearing a costume of a shark's head is running off the page. Text. You've just dived deep into the ocean and have found some amazing underwater creatures, but one unique creature catches your attention. What colors or textures do you notice? Is it small or large? Bigger than you? Smaller than an apple? What kind of sound would this creature make? Draw your sea creature. Producer's note: there's a bunch of blank space on this page where you can draw your sea creature. Text. If your sea creature had a name, what would it be? Producer's note: there's a blank line for you to write the name of your sea creature. Text. Back cover. Can you complete each challenge? Decorate the page with your stickers. Write your name on the certificate. You've earned it, Explorer. Bravo! Producer's note: the back cover has a challenge page with a large underwater scene of a treasure chest hidden within a coral reef surrounded by seaweed and various colorful fish. These fish include two small blue fish near the surface, a yellow and orange striped fish near the sea floor, and a clownfish swimming amongst the seaweed. White bubbles float from the bottom of the coral reef to the surface of the water. In the center of the cover, a certificate says the word Bravo. It has a gold emblem of an axolotl wearing a crown. Lines are provided on the certificate to write your name, the name of a witness, and the date. Below the certificate, a happy red hermit crab with a gray shell sits inside a treasure chest and holds the lid open with its claw. The half-open treasure chest reveals a pile of gold coins and several shiny diamonds. Lying on the seafloor are three gold coins with the numbers 1, 2, and 3. Three lettered gold coins with the letters A, B, and C. And three gold keys with different shapes on their handles. One circle, one square, and one triangle. Around the certificate and the chest, 10 challenges appear within colorful shapes, shells, starfish, gems. The challenges are: name the crab, find a treasure at home, spot the triangle, you're underwater, pinch your nose, find three hidden letters, count the bubbles, spot the clownfish, share a dream day by the water, strike a starfish pose, do a silly crab dance. Text. This concludes the TD Summer Reading Club 2026 Pre-Reader's Notebook.